You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Nick Shirley is on fire, and we're going to be going to him at 6 after when the stations join us. He's followed a bunch of huge new investigative reports. He's had a deep state operative trying to set him up. And so much more. I'll get his take on Nick Sordor almost getting killed yesterday and so much more with the mighty Nick Shirley, Nick Shirley on X. This is a 51-minute must-watch report, one of his latest that dropped. Here's just the first 5 minutes or so of this segment where they just discovered massive new fraud. Here it is.
I'm asking you.
No. You don't ask me nothing.
$2.25 million.
Are we the only community that does fraud?
How come they said this building was closed?
Do you guys know where Advanced Mobility is?
Advanced Mobility?
Yeah. We're looking for it. Never heard of it?
They know we're shining the light on the fraud, and they have no defense.
Would you like to see anybody in the government here held accountable?
Most definitely, because there can definitely be an allocation of funds.
The Minnesota fraud scandal continues to get worse and worse as billions of dollars of fraud has been exposed, and as I showed the world the blatant fraud taking place at daycares and other locations across Minnesota, it became the most viewed video expose on the internet and created instant change within the government as the Fed sent thousands of federal agents to Minnesota, and the HHS froze over $185 million in all payments to childcare. And while politicians like Tim Walz call people like me white supremacist and far-right delusional conspiracy theorists for exposing the fraud, meanwhile, he actually dropped out of running for re-election. The Minnesota fraud scandal has erupted the nation as protests and riots took place, all starting because daycares like Quality Learning Center were exposed. However, the daycares is only a small portion of the fraud taking place in Minnesota. In this video, I will take you into what has continued to allow this fraud to happen and connect all of the dots for you, exposing all of the fraud from strange connections of the business owners and the politicians who have openly admitted to the fraud on live TV. And to dive deep into the fraud, I met back up with the local David, who has been investigating this widespread fraud scandal for years. So here in Minnesota, you have daycare fraud, you have adult daycare fraud, you have healthcare fraud, and you even have more fraud. What's some of the fraud that's also taking place here inside of Minnesota?
Well, what I think might be sort of the heart of the beast here is this transportation fraud. And what I mean by that is in Minnesota, we have something called non-emergency medical transportation, NEMT. My research has shown that there are about 1,020 such companies in Minnesota, and more than 90% of them are Somali-owned.
And so right here on the table, what do we have? All this information right here.
So I have a number of companies that are local here in the Twin Cities, and this is just a fraction of the companies that are out there. What I found was that the national average for a non-emergency medical transportation company is 20 vehicles per company. A lot of these companies, their address is an apartment, some are in a house, some are in a convenience store, some of them in a vacant building. There's no signage, there's nobody there.
And so why would there be such a need for all these transportation companies here inside of Minnesota?
So if you think of this transportation as the hub of the wheel, so childcare is a spoke, adult daycare is a spoke, autism is a spoke, the interpreter services, which we can get into, that's another spoke. It all ties back to transportation. Why? Because those meals had to be, someone had to deliver those meals. Someone has to deliver the kid to autism, or say they did. So it all revolves around the transportation. And so when you're looking at this, you say, okay, well, let's just be conservative. Let's go on the low side. Let's say there are only 800 Somali-owned non-emergency medical transportation companies in Minnesota. Well, again, the average is 20 vehicles per company. So that's 800 times 20. And the way these NEMT companies are paid is if they bring someone to a doctor's appointment, whatever the case might be, or Costco or whatever wherever they're going, because remember, it's non-emergency medical transportation. Well, we went to Costco because they...
All right, back in 60 seconds, Nick Shirley with massive news straight ahead. Share that live feed.
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Trends, I set them and also know how to smell them. And back when Nick Shirley blew the internet wide open and triggered this giant new citizen journalist phenomenon, I called it first the day it came out. I said, this is how you do it. This is incredible. This is going to spur so many other people to boots on the ground, go do this. And now it's happened. And then them sending in the escalation of the Soros operatives trained to go get in the face of ICE, the Democrats telling Axios, telling MSNBC, we want to get women killed. They're bringing babies to these things, trying to get them hurt as human shields, like you know, Islamic suicide bombers, basically. And now all the carnage and attacks and just Nick Sordor almost getting drugged to death yesterday, being robbed by Somalis. I mean, this is insane. Well, Nick Shirley's not just been in Minnesota and other cities around the country and filing huge viral reports. He's also been to Greenland and talked to folks there to see what they're saying and so much more. Nick Shirley on X, that's with two Y's at the end. Nick Shirley with two Y's. You can also follow him on YouTube. Absolute must watch. Nick, we got a lot of clips here and, you know, a lot to go over. Obviously, people should go watch your full reports, the new ones you just filed. But, man, this is wild. I know they're death threatening you. I know they tried to claim it was all not true. Now they've been proven to be liars with the Leering centers. So maybe just give us a 35,000 foot view on what it's like on this roller coaster and where you see it going and the Insurrection Act and what they're doing and so desperate to hide the fraud that we know goes right to the top of the Democratic Party. Great to have you.
What you're seeing right now is a lot of deflection from the people inside Minnesota trying to distract from the fraud. Right now, you're seeing people literally be attacked on the streets who are documenting the protests that are happening. Nick Sordor literally got dragged trying to get his camera back by a person. And this is all to try and hide from the fraud. I saw something interesting the other day that said Elon Musk exposed fraud. They destroyed his businesses and protested. Nick Shirley exposed fraud and they start protesting to deflect on the fraud that's happening. And so these people who are letting this fraud happen obviously don't want it to get shown to the world. And I had no idea that exposing fraud could be so dangerous and so controversial, but you're seeing it happen right now.
The numbers I've seen is $24 billion in fraud in Minnesota alone, billions in California, billions in Washington, Ohio. I mean, yeah, people will kill you over millions of dollars, much less billions, brother.
Yeah, it's frightening to think about. I never thought about that when I was making the video. I just thought, well, we show people what's happening, and it's just opened up this huge flood of fraud that's happening across the country, and people were actually able to see it for their own eyes for the first time.
Well, if it hadn't been snowing, Nick Sordor would have had broken legs, bare minimum, because when I saw the car speed off, it looked like it was going about 40 by the end. I was like, how do you run that fast? If you watch the video, by the end, he's skiing on the ice with his feet. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, that footage is incredible. Because, I mean, look at what they're doing to people. They're dragging a man trying to get his camera back, and she's driving on the sidewalk. Like, under.
And let's see, right there, he goes to skiing. Look, he's just literally skiing.
Yeah, you can see his footprints. He's sliding.
Unbelievable.
I mean, who in their right mind thinks they can drag somebody on a sidewalk, or who in their right mind thinks they can drive on a sidewalk?
Well, it shows the danger you're in him and others. He's there like 3 minutes and they already attack him.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's not with them, they want to kill.
I can't believe she was able to close the door with his hand in it.
Yeah, that footage is insane. Like, it's amazing Nick Sorter made it out safe.
Well, I've watched your latest reports. They are really getting pissed at you. And then the police came, just like with you, and they said, we're not going to help you. You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, the police aren't on the side of the truth inside of Minnesota. I mean, they're too afraid to go and defend people. I mean, you saw this weekend, there's thousands of people in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, and there wasn't a cop to be seen anywhere. I mean, they literally almost let Jake Lane get killed.
I was about to say, you know, you say what you want about Jake Lane. He's got courage. They literally, when he got pulled to that mob and was being attacked, I didn't think he'd survive. And they were attacking people wearing American flag shirts. They were just, I mean, this was like Maoist level. It isn't just Antifa now. They've now converted the general mob. And I'll say it, I'm mainly crazy white people. What do you think's happening? Are these white people virtue signaling? Why are they acting so psychotic? Why are they randomly beating up IT workers that are eating restaurants?
I think we're seeing brainwashing in real time. Like, that's the only way I can think about it, is that these people are brainwashed to the point where they think that America and what we stand for is the worst thing in human history, when in reality, it's the best thing. Every other country wishes they were like us. That's why everyone wants to get here. And so then you see these people who are here are defending or attacking these people. I'm like, what are you doing? Did you see the video of the guy who was wearing the American flag jacket?
Yeah, right here.
Like, they're attacking him for wearing the American flag.
Did you see where they went into restaurants and beat up IT workers because they thought they were ICE?
I did see that footage this morning. But I also have a question. Why aren't these people being arrested? Like, shouldn't there be mass arrest for all this misconduct happening in the street?
Well, let's be clear, Nick. Declaring the Insurrection Act is not overriding the Constitution. It's enforcing it. When local governments will not enforce the law and protect the people, it is the president's duty to do it. Not his right. It is his duty. And I'm starting to get a little pissed off here. What do you think the president should do?
Yeah, I think he should do it as well. I mean, there's nothing to lose. The police obviously are not on the side of upholding the law. I mean, we just saw the footage. They were attacking people for wearing American flag jackets, going after people inside these restaurants. And these protesters feel like they can just go and do whatever. They have the right to protest, but then they're going inside churches. They're attacking people. They're dragging people.
That's right. Walls accused Ann Mayer Fry of them going in churches that ICE never did that. Now they're literally in churches screaming and yelling at people and saying F you to their kids. That is a total violation of people's rights. You have free speech, folks, in the street of your home. You don't have a right to go into somebody's church and shut them down.
By no means should that be allowed to happen. So when you see that happen, you're wondering, well, why aren't these people being arrested? Or why don't the police show up? The police showed up within a few minutes of me entering into one of these Somali scam healthcare businesses, but they can't show up for 100 protesters that storm into a church.
Let's talk about your latest reports that are bombshell and where people find them. They are amazing. Obviously, we can't air them all here today, but tell us about your latest investigations.
So I went back to Minnesota because the daycare fraud's only a part of the fraud. There's something that actually like upholds all the fraud, because this is all primarily welfare fraud that's taking place inside of Minnesota. So you have the adult daycares, the home health care clinics, you have the assisted livings, the daycares. But in order to keep this thing all going, you need someone to create some sort of paper trail. And so they've used these transportation companies. They're called NEMTs, non-emergency medical transportation, where they're then able to create this paper trail and move people from place to place in order to fulfill these services. And there's somebody who got caught recently, over $3 million of not actually providing services to these people inside these healthcare companies. And so they'll bill the state, and they'll receive millions of dollars, and the transportation companies are kind of what enables all of this to happen. And they don't exist. We went to a bunch of them within 1 to 2 days, and we didn't find a single location that actually had a transportation company from the state of Minnesota website.
You know, I saw some mentally ill people that attacked you online. It's all they can do and say, why did Nick Shirley only find $110 million in one day? We know there's billions. He's the guy on the ground being attacked, risking his life, with locals that have been stabbed and attacked, risking their life. He's the guy, he said, in one day went and showed you $110 million of fraud. No one there closed. He didn't say it was only $110 million. There's these weird armchair quarterbacks that, like, their religion is sitting back saying how the man in the arena could do better. I don't even mean to get into it, but I guess in your latest investigations, you found comparable fraud each day going out, which then leads to this is open and shut. These places are closed, blacked out. There's nothing there. You can see monthly payments going. They have all these luxury cars just sitting there. You have this home health care stuff. You have the medical delivery vehicles where there's just parking lots full of brand new cars. The Somalis aren't even driving them. I mean, this is open and shut. How long should we wait for the Justice Department to take action here?
I think we're all getting frustrated. I'm getting frustrated too. So whether it's $1 million in fraud, $100 million, $9 billion, there needs to be action that's taking place. Like, fraud is fraud at the end of the day. So how come the government's not been able to get a hold of this fraud or be able to prosecute these people when they've known it's been happening for years?
But I don't know if you saw this. I saw it a lot without looking. It was just everywhere. Oh, why'd Nick Shirley only find $110 million? In one day? It's like they're little armchair quarterbacks bitching that you didn't find. You went and showed where the fraud was as a spot check, which was the way for everybody else to go out and do it. But it just shows this weird spectator culture that even a lot of so-called conservatives just want to bitch about what other people are doing.
Yeah, and I like the words that you're saying, bitch, because that's literally what they're doing. All they are doing is bitching about me showing fraud. There are getting mad at me for actually going to the ground and to the source. I mean, I did more work in 41 minutes of a YouTube video than these people have done their entire lives. I provided a huge service to the country. And like you said, they're literally just bitching about me going and showing the fraud.
Well, yeah, you got the so-called right wingers saying you can do more, but then you have the left calling for your death. What has that been like?
I mean, in Minnesota right now, one sec, someone's vacuuming really quick.
It's okay, take care of it. All right, folks. As you can hear, my laryngitis is still here. I've never had laryngitis this bad, but it's about half gone. And I apologize for making you put up with it. That's just the way it is. I think it'll be gone the next few days. Okay, Nick, we totally get somebody coming to your door. Please continue.
So it's been interesting to see the response from the left and the right. In Minnesota, there was a sign on the light post that say, if you see Nick Shirley, tell him to kill himself. And that's just openly on the streets of Minnesota. And then from the right, you're seeing a lot more respect. People are happy that it's being exposed. And I think you're also seeing like kind of like an internal war within the right. It's like, how do we allow this fraud to happen? And so I'm actually talking in front of Congress this week, and that should be very interesting to speak with both the left and the right, Democrats and Republicans, to kind of speak about the fraud and how they've allowed it to happen for so long.
Well, we know now, take the $92 billion during the 76 days that Trump was president-elect, that the Department of Energy sent out to people, in most cases, no paperwork. So as big as what you found is great because you can see the house, you can see the place, nobody's there. It's great. But $92 billion Department of Energy, hundreds of billions EPA, hundreds of billions USAID. There's a lot of Republicans in the establishment that don't want to go there because they've been on the take too. And Doge actually found about 93% Democrat, but about 7% of top Republicans, they're on the take too. And that's why you've got this institutional thing to shut this down and not investigate it.
Yeah. And isn't it just crazy how billions of dollars have gone unaccounted for across the country. And now, because I showed what was happening now, people are taking it serious.
Well, it shows how easy it is. And I'm not comparing myself to you, but back in the day, I went out and showed fraud and showed some scams and had some effect. And that's what I always told listeners. They don't realize the power they have to go do research, check grants, look something up, and go look at it. I mean, obviously, I don't want to say it's easy because you get attacked and the rest of it, but
actually doing the job, I would say putting up with the attacks is hard, but doing the job is pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah. The hard part is dealing with it's
the fallout.
Sad because you think
the fallout.
Yeah, because I mean the fraud, it's just fraud. You're showing facts, and so then people get angry at you at it, which is weird, and luckily it hasn't gotten to me, but I can see why people are so scared to talk about the fraud. I think Elon Musk said in the podcast with Joe Rogan about exposing Medicaid fraud, like that's something that almost he didn't even want to touch as well because how dangerous it was.
Well, that's right, and that's the next shoe to drop. So you've exposed, you're the expert. Tell me, you've done home health care, medical rides, nurseries, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, but now the big one is Obamacare, you're finding.
Well, we know that that's a huge one across the country. It's like all these healthcare companies, I mean, there's some of them, there's 14 buildings, 22 of the same, essentially the same buildings inside, or the same companies inside of the same building. And so that fraud is huge. The voter fraud's insane as well. There's a person in Fulton County right now, and I think Georgia, who's going, showing the locations where people are registered to vote. And so I hope this kind of like incentivizes and gets the government to the point where they decide to go in and clean up stuff and say, maybe we need to take a pause before we advance or sign anything else. Let's go through and eliminate all of the fraud and all of the waste, whether it be voter fraud or money being spent in locations where it's not needed.
Well, I was about to also say, stop. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and then let's also stop giving so much welfare to people that aren't even American citizens.
And then you've got the insane arrogance of the Somalis. And again, those aren't even Somalis, folks. Those are the ruling tribe that ran Somalia, for the people who don't know. But the arrogance of these people is insane.
Yeah, I mean, did you listen to what Ilhan Omar said about the U.S. goddamn states?
Yes.
Saying this would never happen to this would we never thought this would happen to our people. She's serving the United States. She's not serving Somalians. But obviously she is. Like, she's virtue signaling exactly what she's there to do.
I agree. We'll play that clip in a moment, but I want to just make this point. The court of public opinion is as important as the criminal courts. And so I don't see with what you've done, and again, you did a great job. You hit it perfectly at the right time, and I've been following your work for years, but this is a shot heard around the world. I don't see how, even if the DOJ doesn't prosecute now, in the court of public opinion, people are going to remove these governors, they're going to remove these legislators, they're going to remove these mayors. This is so powerful as more people do it, as you do it, as they try to intimidate you and more people stand up. I mean, you can feel the victory here. If we just keep pressing through, pushing through, one way or another, this is coming to an end.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that the majority of the population is in support of what I'm doing. You see these small groups that are attacking people like Nick Sorter or attacking people like Jake Lang. That's maybe 1% to 2% of the population, because most people have common sense. But that 1% to 2% is extremely loud. They're extremely violent, and they're willing to stop at nothing to try and make their voices heard as far as what they're trying to do. They think the U.S. is bad. They think that we need to support everybody. They think that the documentation and the acceptance of illegal migrants is all right, when in reality, we all are working so hard, and when we see our money going to people who aren't even here and people who don't even respect the country, like Ilhan Omar, when we see that, it upsets everybody. I mean, you'd have to be a little bit delusional to not be upset about that.
Well, that's right. She can't get on board. She has to constantly run her mouth, because I've noticed with criminals, whether they're white or black, Hispanic, whatever, they always hate their victim. They always, it's like that you deserve it. And people are so sick of her ignorant ass, her arrogant ass.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too. And you're sick of seeing all these congressmen and women always talking in Washington, D.C., and they don't ever really do anything. And so,
do you know her story? Do you know her story?
I know she's not born here in the United States. Her father, I was just informed, he also claimed asylum on false pretenses. She married her brother to let him get citizenship. And so I don't think she's a very credible source of anything.
Well, let me tell you, I got briefed when she first got in Congress by Delta Force, who'd been involved saving her ass and her dad and grandfather. They were the top generals. They killed 200,000 people in a genocide. They overthrew them. The U.S. brought them over here as refugees. But she's literally like the Joseph Goebbels of Somalia. She's from the ruling party, communist rulers. Before that, they were the main slaver family. So she's like royalty over there. It's like royalty, the tribes. So the Somalis they bring over aren't even the general Somalis. That's why they're all so inbred. It's the ruling Mogadishu clan. So they're not even the main Somalis. Like, you look at Somalis out in the countryside, they're like handsome black people because they're not inbred. But when you look at the Somalis on the coast in Mogadishu, they all think they're royals. They all inbreed. That's why they look like that. So she, when she says, we're genocidal, we're murderers, all this, and it's actually come out in the news since I said it, you know, she got in Congress 6 years ago, whatever it was, she is literally from a slaver clan that ran genocide in, and so they got overthrown and then said they were refugees. We took her over here. So when she talks about martial law and stuff, she knows all about it.
The backstory's crazy, and to think that she's think she has the authority to tell us what to think. I mean, her whole everything she's done is not true. Her backstory is not true. And
well, that's it. I mean, she comes she from bottom line a gangster family. I mean, gangsters.
Yeah, well, what she's doing is very mafia-like inside of Minnesota as far as letting all the fraud happen. There's photos of her outside of Quality Learning Center at the restaurant hanging out with the lady who owns the restaurant who's also taking Mayor Fry to one of her other daycares. I mean, she's definitely in on all this stuff. And to go from a negative net worth to millions of dollars in the span of a few years, that also needs to be looked at as well.
And that's just what she's declaring. She goes from no money to $33 million in a couple of years. But the word is she's using all the fake husbands and stuff. I'm told it's hundreds of millions she's got.
Yesterday, I got a report from somebody who had been looking at the website of the state of Minnesota. And there's all these grants and funds to these NGOs. And all these other ones have the name of the NGO. But these ones say that they're not able to give the name. They're protecting the name. And in total, from 2001 to, I think, 2005 or 2025, it's upwards of $700 million. Yep. And nobody knows who that person is. And the state of Minnesota is protecting that individual.
It's her foundation. Now you got the same intel. It's her.
It has to be somebody, whether Tim Walz.
Well, no, she's running military operations in Somalia.
Wouldn't put it past her.
Have you seen her with the like president of Somalia saying we don't love America, we're for Somalia? See, they got a bunch of tribes fighting. So you got Mogadishu is the main, you know, the capital. And you got a bunch of, they control like 80% of it. Then you got like three or four groups that are fighting over here. So all this money they're sending out, $700 million, mention that, what they're saying out of the airport, that's going to fund the Civil War. You understand?
Yes. The airport, millions of dollars. I mean, the Somalians run that airport.
$6 million a week that they saw go through.
Yeah. And they've been... There's been reports since 2017 of this happening, and I don't put it past her. I don't put it past any of them that they're funding the Al-Shabaab and other organizations inside of Somalia.
Oh, they are.
Not all here right. for our
You're
best
on
interest.
Fire, brother. Nick Shirley, I want to talk about your trip to Greenland and this fake media trying to set you up with fake edits. Absolutely disgusting. We'll come right back with Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley on X, two Y's at the end. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff and amazing stuff packed into it that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, I don't say this that cool. It's true. I've been invited. Nobody even calls anymore because I don't take the invites. Hey, Metallica wants you to come to Phoenix, you know, and be backstage with them. Nah, sorry. Hey, this group wants you to come hang with this Hollywood star. This person wants to put you in their big movie. And I did that in the old days. Hollywood call. I was at some movies and TV shows. Boring. Nothing against them. I just don't care. I care about information, breaking news, truth. But when I get to talk to a Nick Shirley or a Nick Sordor, or all these other incredible people on the ground that are changing the world for the better, I get excited because Nick Shirley is inspiring millions of people to take action, not just worldwide. If you emulate what he's doing, we have victory. So I want to hit a few final topics here because I got to go. I'm going to open the phones up. I want to hit your trip to Greenland. I want to hit the MSMs, trying to set you up. Set the Property Law Center folks from my intel. But before we do that, on your radar, other big investigations, what you think is going to come out of Minnesota, the left escalating, the Insurrection Act, their desperateness, just your overall view of the world, Nick Shirley.
I think right now in Minnesota, I wouldn't be surprised if the Insurrection Act does happen. I think it should have happened a while back. We'll see if these protesters keep up with their ambition to continue to attack and hunt down ICE agents. They don't seem like they're calming down anytime soon. So I don't think it'd be the worst thing to do. I think they right now they have like 1,500 troops that are ready. that are from Alaska, if I'm correct, that are
airborne.
So they're ready to get sent there. And I think it's a time these protesters, they have the right to protest peacefully, but they don't have the right to go and attack people. They don't have the right to go and get into churches. So there definitely needs to be something done. And I think the DOJ, if they want to restore our trust, they need to actually do something about it. I mean, Don Lemon literally was inside of that church confronting the pastor. Like, how disrespectful that is that of a person to... Could you imagine if you're giving a speech at a church and then all of a sudden a news reporter comes and interviews you when you have a full congregation and they allow protesters to just march inside? So I think you're seeing... I would like to see somebody get prosecuted and for the DOJ to really step in and, one, restore faith in the rest of the country as far as showing that they're going to go after people who are breaking the law. And I think the temperature needs to get cooled down a little bit from these politicians, but obviously they don't want to cool it down. They're perfect at playing victims. I mean, Tim Walz, what he did was as far as saying that they're at war with the federal government, and the next day later he's saying to cool the temperature down. I mean, what's he doing? They're just virtue signaling. And so I think we're at like a very interesting point inside the country where if nothing does happen, everyone's going to lose faith in the government. But if something does happen, I think the Trump administration's in a really special spot right now where they can really restore faith inside the country as far as doing their job and exposing the corruption and showing that even if, like, even the deep state, they all got to go down. Even the fraudsters that are receiving millions of dollars, even the politicians that are receiving the millions of dollars from the fraudsters, everyone's got to go down if they're not following the law. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now, is like we're in a pivotal point where truth can either prosper or truth will be hidden from the public.
I totally agree with you. Now, I don't want to spend time on this guy because it doesn't really matter, but Andrew Callahan years and years ago came here. He'd done a comedy show online. He said, "You like comedy? I want to do a comedy show where we lift weights and we drink Jamesons and we act stupid." And he had a comedy show, and I said, "Sure." 2 years after he's here, he releases it and says it's real. Now, with you, he went even further, and you were smart enough to record the whole interview where you answered all his questions. You were right. He edits it. We have a little clip of this to show in a moment to make you look like an idiot. And it just shows what a monster he is with the left. And he's all jacked in the Democratic Party. I know he's hooked in with the Democrats and their lawsuits against me. He did disinfo against me. So I want to just tell everybody, do not be associated with him. Do not work with him. He is a total snake. And he's got this little, you know, nerdly fake act and everything. It's all an act. The guy is super bad news. Tell us before we play this clip of what your experience was with this person.
Yeah, I was super surprised because I used to watch Andrew when I was younger, and he's one of the people who kind of inspired me to kind of get into the more investigative journalism stuff. And so I had met him a while back, about 2 years ago. We talked, and then I had met him before. I even had dinner with him once. And then after all this stuff happened, he reached out to me to come interview me. And I said, yeah, of course.
Which makes it worse. He gets your confidence.
Yeah, exactly. So I had mutual respect for him, and I knew he had different beliefs politically than me, but I thought, okay, well, it'd be an interesting conversation. And so I sit down with him. We do this interview for about 2.5 hours, and then he posted an interview, and it's only an hour long. And I was like, well, that's weird. We talked for about 2.5 hours, and I thought it was a podcast. So in podcasts, you typically keep the full interview inside the video. And then, he posts the interview, and I'm watching the clips. I'm seeing the reaction. I'm like, well, that's not how the conversation went. Like, I understand it was not my best.
So let's be clear. You show the proof. You were smart enough to record it, even though you said you trusted him. He splices totally different answers together in fraud to do this to you. This is what they do. This is what Trump gets pissed off about. So I said to Trump, why do you talk to CBS? What do you think they're going to do? But the point is, he said he was your friend. He did this. Have you talked to him since he did this?
Yeah, I texted him after. I said, I was interested. I was like, well, why'd you only post an hour of the interview? We recorded for 2.5 hours. And his response was, oh, basically we cut it down so to keep it entertaining and to move from top, cut down topics and whatnot. And I said, and I didn't want any beef or anything with him. I was like, okay, whatever. Then the next few days I watch the interview finally and I say, whoa, that's not what happened. Like there's critical parts of the interview.
I watched it versus your video. He took completely different answers to totally different questions and deceptively edited together. That's fraud.
Yeah, it's not cool at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's not cool. So I know you released just a few examples of it, but you've seen the whole thing. I mean, it looks like you give your real answer that's great, and I guess you would take something 10 minutes later or edit it together. Just crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, the interview is 2.5 hours long, so he sliced it into 1 hour and 10 minutes, and he's able to move footage around. And, like, the story kind of, like, when you have those in-depth conversations, it needs to be shown for what it is. You can't just kind of move stuff around.
And did he tell you it was a podcast? Did he tell you it was a podcast?
Yeah, he said it was going to be part of C5Cast, which is his podcast.
Okay, so let's be clear. People don't know. If somebody says, I got to go to the bathroom, or there's a technical thing, you cut that out. A podcast is free form. You don't do that. Let's go ahead and play a clip just showing the deception of this guy. Here it is.
All right, this is super important, and I also learned a great lesson here. So the other week, I sat down with Andrew Callahan in Channel 5 to do a sit-down podcast-style interview for his channel. And when he goes and posts the video, I see he just posts an hour-long interview. I said, well, that's weird, because we actually spoke for around 2.5 hours. And then I go and watch the interview, I'm saying, well, what is this? This is not what happened. For instance, this clip right here.
What American city is prospering right now?
Austin.
Austin, name another one?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas is prospering?
Yeah. Nashville's doing good. Phoenix is doing good. Basically, any place with low state tax is getting a lot of...
In any place that's not Democrat.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean,
name a Democrat city that's prospering right now.
Well, it would have to be one that's affordable.
Name one.
Denver.
Why are you smirking? It's not prospering.
All right, so that's the clip Andrew posted, but this is the actual interaction of how it went.
Denver.
Why are you smirking?
Because I don't know if it's prospering.
It's not. See, you can't even answer the question. It's not prospering. Denver's not prospering either.
I agree that Democrat-run states are doing badly.
Kind of weird that Andrew didn't put that in, right? Maybe his base or something would not be happy with that response because he obviously got caught lying. And anyways, let's move over to the next topic when we're talking about Somalians being known for pirating, as 89% of the fraud that has been charged inside of Minnesota is by Somalians. This is the interaction that Andrew posted.
Somali community, or do you see it as both?
89% of the fraud is being committed by Somalians.
Where exactly is that statistic from?
You can pull it up on the screen. You'll find it.
I just want to know where it's from.
You want me to find it right now?
For sure, just so I can, I don't know, I believe you. I just want to make sure we have the exact...
Here, right here. Yeah, and it's not racist to say it.
Probably.
And when I go...
This is what happens when I show him the fact that 89% of the people who have been charged for fraud in Minnesota are Somalians. This is what Andrew had to say. But remember, he conveniently left this out of the interview.
89% of those charged in connection with Mayor...
Wow. Identified as Somali Americans.
Well, looks like we've got to redo there.
I'm interested to see what you put in this interview, because it
looks like there is a problem with fraud.
So there you go. That's just two examples from the interview with Andrew Callahan, where he literally went out of his way to try and make me look bad, which is not cool. And I wouldn't say that's very benevolent of him to do.
Not very benevolent. It's malevolent.
I promise you guys, if I ever do an interview with anyone, you're going to get the full product, because I think that's just the most benevolent thing to do. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed and you guys were able to see through what I just showed you. The full interview is up on my second channel.
Nick Shirley, you're too nice. He is caught red-handed taking stuff from different parts of the interview to give you false answers. He's criminal, basically. And the guy is a total fake monster. He is so disgusting. And he needs to be exposed here. I mean, this is sick. This is absolutely sick what he's done.
Yeah, I understand if he wants to cut down the interview to make...
But
you don't
take
cut out
other answers, other questions, and sandwich them together. That's fraud.
Exactly. That's the whole purpose of what I try to show. I'm like, hey, don't go out and try to make me look bad and then not show your fault as well. That's the whole purpose of doing a podcast, to do an interview, is to have an open dialogue conversation.
And he's there agreeing you're right, but cutting it out. But here's the deal. The arrogance.
Exactly.
You're way bigger than he is. The left still thinks they can say two men can have a baby, attack somebody, say somebody else did it, say the woman that got killed, good, didn't show up, didn't ram the car. They just still act like no one can check them. Like, what does Callahan think now? You're 10 times bigger than him, 20 times. Like, I love how he picks somebody that's super viral and has a giant audience to lie about. I mean, what is his problem?
Yeah, very disingenuous on his part to do that. And like I said, I don't want any internet drama or anything, but people deserve to see the truth of what actually happened. Because imagine.
I know, but I go back to his arrogance. How would he. Well, number one, you say you trust him, you were smart. What made you tape it? Just an instinct?
Instinct. And then, instinct. I thought, well, because he does believe differently than me, I should have a backup recording. And it was funny, when I pulled out that other camera, I could see he was like, wait, what? Why is he recording this? He allowed me to record it, which was cool of him. But I could see that was kind of like a very, like a awkward.
Yeah, never talk to a leftist. If you are, you got to tape it.
Yeah, and I think it was just wrong of him to do that. And as you guys see, he obviously lied in the clips. Like, he got caught lying because it would not look good for his base. For him to then say, well, because I don't know. He's admitting that he does not know, and he's lying to his base, and he didn't want to show that to his fans. I mean, that's just the truth of what it is.
Tell us, without giving it away, what's your next big investigation?
Yeah, so I'm looking into fraud in other states as well. Minnesota is massive, and there's also more fraud all across the country. So I'm primarily looking into states like California, Ohio, and there's a few other ones where a lot of fraud is taking place. And this week I'll be testifying in front of Congress on Wednesday, so that should be very interesting. I'm excited to see how that goes and to see the response. And so I think at the end of the day, I just want to make the most difference I can through my journalism. I think that's what was the awesome thing about my videos. You saw instant change with inside the government, with them freezing the funding, with them sending in more investigators, more people to look into the fraud. So I think
first they claimed you were lying. Now they're not denying it.
Yeah, they called me everything but a liar.
All right.
Like, they literally called me everything but a liar.
Let's talk about Greenland. In between all you're doing here, you ran off to Greenland. Tell us what you saw there.
Yeah, Greenland was fun. I went there last year when Trump was saying he was going to take it over. And I talked to the people there, and it's very interesting. You see the youth there. The youth are optimistic, I mean, about the future of Greenland, and they don't really receive much from Denmark. And the older people, obviously, they're not as enthusiastic about Trump potentially taking over Greenland. At the end of the day, they might get more benefit from it if the United States was in control of it. They don't really receive much from Denmark, and they might see it as a way for the youth to have more opportunities. There's very few people inside the capital of Nuuk, and they told me they want McDonald's.
I was about to say, most of them look like those Eskimos.
Yeah, they're Inuit. But the youth there, they're optimistic about it, and the people there are very friendly, and I don't think it really changed much of their life by any means. It might just give them more opportunities.
Let's play a clip from your full report. People can find your X account at NickShirley2Wise. Here's a little bit of that report.
What do you think about the United States buying Greenland?
No more Danish.
Why do you guys not like the Danish?
Liar.
Good or bad idea for Greenland to become a part of the United States?
USA and Greenland? I think it's okay. It's good.
So if the United States were to buy Greenland and you were able to get $20,000, would you do it?
I will not say yes for money. For Greenland or money, I will choose Greenland. We live in Greenland. He cannot buy this.
For $100,000, would you guys sell Greenland? If each citizen of Greenland got $100,000, would you sell your country?
Yes.
But you said Greenland is not for sale, but you'd sell it for $100,000.
Money is money. The world boy will understand.
What do you think about Donald Trump in the United States buying Greenland?
Well, I don't know about buying,
But I believe that there should be a better relationship with America, because I don't think our country is very... we don't talk with any other countries, really. We are kind of bound to Denmark. Yeah, I ain't sure about buying it.
Would you guys like to seek independence from Denmark and then become part of the United States?
I believe that at someday we should have independence, and that also means that we would have to mine and stuff. I don't believe we would be able to be self-sufficient with that, with just fish.
Do you think it would be better for you guys to become part of the United States versus being part of Denmark?
Of course, there's some benefits to America. We would have way bigger military, and we would be safe from invasions in case of a war or something. If the Third World War comes, I don't know how much it would matter with all the nuclear weapons and stuff, but there would probably be some Russians coming from Greenland to go to America and stuff as a vantage point.
So as you can see, Nick Shirley's on fire. I'm a little jealous, though, that you said Callahan inspired you. You said I inspired you, so I'm very upset about this, but I mean, I'm not even mad at Callahan.
No, he just came here
twice. He lied the whole time. He's a scumbag. And I'm just sick of scumbags and watching him prey on the next person, the next person, the next person. But shifting gears out of that, closing comments. Nick, again, your overall view of the insurrection, Trump, where you think the left's going, you know, what you're planning next. Thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you, Alex. It's interesting to see it, the reaction from everybody. I got into this. It's interesting you say, like, I watch people like you and I watch people like Andrew when I was younger. And where media is at now, it's gotten so polarizing where speaking the truth is controversial and showing the truth is controversial. So that's why I've gained a newfound respect for people like you who do these live streams and you do it openly in front of everyone, because you're at just as much jeopardy as anybody is of getting roasted or making look bad. But that's what people want. They want to see truth and transparency. And one thing I do love about that I have a lot of respect for the right is I feel like people are able to accept their wrongs and move forward and get past that. And when you hear a lot of people like, when you go woke, you go broke, because the left is not very, very rewarding to people who admit to their own faults. None of us are perfect by any means, so we're going to make these faults in what we do. But I think in this time when we're at in the world, is people have to be able to do these live streams and be transparent and be able to show people stuff for what it is.
Nick, do you have any idea? Because I know it's big. I don't know, but just isn't you, but a guesstimation. I mean, I've seen hundreds of videos of black people, white people, Hispanics, old, young, going out and like exposing stuff in Ohio and Texas and New York and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Washington State and Oregon, saying, I'm inspired by Nick Shirley. Do you have any idea how big, how much you've inspired people?
It's hard to understand. I do believe I have had a big effect for the country over these past few weeks.
That's got to feel good. All right, Nick, we're going to be following you. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Wow. That's history, folks. That's action. That's victory. All right, here's the deal. I intended to take hours of calls today, but we had a bunch of guests on and we didn't do it. But we are going to take calls next hour and a bunch of them. So you can be a first-time caller. You can be a long-time caller. You can agree. You can disagree. All I ask is you have a clear phone line and make your point. Because we don't really screen your calls. We ask, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your topic? And I want to get you on air and I want to talk to you. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. On this Monday, January 19th, 2026 transmission, we're still here despite the Democrat deep state's attempts shut us down. And I'm so blessed and so honored to be here. Every day is so precious. So I want to hear from you on the leftist uprisings, on Greenland, on the border, on the economy, on the Federal Reserve head being under criminal investigation, where you see America going, what you think we can do better to try to reassert our national sovereignty. You agree, you disagree with what I've said. I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. And I extended this one day with our sponsor, Bigly, because they ran this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't see the promo till Sunday. It was ending last night. I said, they sent it one day, tonight at midnight. That's it, because they're almost out of these hats. A classic trucker hat, black on white, InfoWars, free with every order at thealexjonesstore.com. So when you're getting ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or our strongest turmeric or our Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, whatever incredible product you're getting, you get a free ball cap, $30 value, on top of it at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com. It ends tonight at midnight, and I thank you all for your support. You have changed the world, and I salute you. Also, it's a limited edition engraving. It's the fifth generation. We've done five different designs. It's the fifth. It's got a pinup girl, 1940 style, World War II. Life's fire with this beauty, my famous quote on the side. 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel dagger with the murdered-out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, the high-tech sheath with the high-tech scabbard connection where it just goes right there onto your belt. This is a really, really nice knife. It's limited edition. You know you fund the operation. You know the tip of spear and of the crap hits the oscillating fan. You know you got something to defend yourself and your family. Get it now. Life is fiery with its beauty. Trench knife. Very close to selling out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, we have the best medical grade methylene blue on record. Cleans out your mitochondria, gives you incredible energy, boosts your immune system, your clarity, your focus. You need methylene blue. We have the best. You are nuts if you don't believe me. Like when I told you, get into silver and gold 26 months ago. I said, the bull market's begun. Silver's up, but almost 200%, gold 100% or whatever. I mean, it's like, I'm going off my memory. It's bonker town, folks. I'm not going to steer you somewhere that's wrong. And we've got all these other supplements we don't have time to mention on the site. It is crazy what's on the site. All of them work. All of them are powerful. Why wouldn't I sell you something that works? It's that simple. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But if you've never taken action, just get ultramethylene blue and experience and then say, oh, God, this works great. And then get the Shilajit. Then get the Irish sea moss. Then get the other and buy a ball cap or a t-shirt while you're at it. But every order until midnight tonight gets a free InfoWars limited edition hat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sold out to it. They're blind. They're cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry said, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
I don't know.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.